This is Fresh Air. The actress Karen Black starred in several culturally influential movies of the 70s, like Five Easy Pieces, Easy Rider, and Robert Altman's Nashville. Less well known is that Black wrote and sang many of her own compositions, which have now been collected on the album titled Dreaming of You, 1971-76. Black died in 2013 at the age of 74. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Black's music was very much in keeping with the singer-songwriters of the 70s and offers a new perspective on Black's artistic life.
Babe, oh babe, they're telling me now you've got another. Babe, oh babe, I couldn't believe that if I tried. I don't have to tell you what you mean to me. I don't have to tell you what you mean to me. Oh, babe. Oh, babe.
Karen Black's movie career in the 70s was characterized by audiences' constant surprise that a woman as bright-eyed and sexy could also be so subtle in the expression of vulnerable emotions. In three of her best films, Five Easy Pieces in 1970, 1971's Born to Win, and 72's Cisco Pike, there are scenes in which she surprises the male leads, Jack Nicholson, George Segal, and Kris Kristofferson, respectively, by spontaneously bursting into song, beautifully. It comes as no surprise, therefore, that Black was also interested in expressing her thoughts and ideas in songs she wrote and sang in a strong, sure voice.
Went to bed with a headache. I got up and took a pill. I woke up this morning with a headache and a great big urge to kill. For your love, I would do anything. It's not safe and lazy like it's always been. All those silly love songs that were so remote are now coming true, note by note. I walked into my bedroom.
At the height of her movie stardom, it was easy for Black to attract the attention of the music industry. Producer Elliot Mazur, who did a lot of work with Neil Young, cut some tracks with Black in 1971. And 5 years after that, Bones Howe, who'd produced acts ranging from Tom Waits to the Turtles, oversaw enough material for an album that never saw the light of day. Now the singer-songwriter Cass McCombs has compiled what he's chosen as Black's strongest work on this album, Dreaming of You. Later in her life, she recorded a few songs with McCombs, such as this one about a mentor who becomes an abuser, called I Wish I Knew the Man I Thought You Were.
We drink tea in your office against the rules. You, the finest teacher of mine in the school. Your use of metaphor. Perceptions profound. You answered my uncertainties. I finally found my mentor, my anchor, the man I could turn to. But I need you now, and it's you that I run to. I wish I.
Because these recordings were mostly unfinished demos meant to explore what Black could do vocally and as a songwriter, there's no consistent style or sound. The very minimal accompaniment and her conversational tone serve her well on this song called Well, I Know You're Lonely Now.
Well, I know you're lonely now. I am staying where you left me, like a bird returns in spring, to find his nest empty, no more flight. You were wrong, but then again, I wasn't right. You can hear my footsteps clear. In the darkness they approach you, but of course there's no one near. You are hidden.
Black was cast in 1975's Nashville after she performed a couple of her own songs for the director Robert Altman. She played Connie White, a country superstar modeled on Tammy Wynette, and Black sang her own material in the film. Altman's condescension toward country music has always curdled the movie for me. But Black's performance, steely and controlled, is a small triumph. You can hear some of Black's folk music side in this song that carries a Bob Dylan-esque edge called You're Not in My Plans.
You're not in my plans, babe. You're not down here on my list. I'm getting out of your house, babe, or you're gonna be missed. I had my own house, I had my lover. I never thought I'd look at another. Then you walked in with that face. Now there's something I can't erase. You're not.
As Black's acting career proceeded, she fell victim to Hollywood's prejudice against older women, passed over for lead roles in quality projects. You can hear echoes of Black's voice in the artier singer-songwriters of the 70s, such as Judy Sill and Dori Previn. It's tempting to speculate what might have happened to her if she'd spent more of the 70s making music. Movies are a collaborative form, but the solitary nature of songwriting gave her a different kind of artistic expression, control, and power.
Ken Tucker reviewed a collection of Karen Black's music called Dreaming of You, 1971-76. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about what happens when animals become criminals, at least in the eyes of humans. Somebody has to deal with bears who menace campsites, Indian elephants that trample crops and kill farmers, and birds that flock in flight paths near airports. Our guest will be science writer Mary Roach. Her new book is called Fuzz, When Nature Breaks the Law. I hope you'll join us.